This is the comic commentary for Fitting In on onozumi.com, O-N-E-Z-U-M-I.com. So actually, I'm going to ask you this time, Harknell, what do you remember about when I wrote this one?
Well, basically, I think really what was going on was we had been to a few cons. We have gotten feedback at this point from other people. And, you know, the tagline for onozumi.com is, you know, the art, the comic, and the last part is the insanity. So in a lot of ways, that's supposed to, you know, give you a signal that a lot of the stuff that's going to be on the site in terms of the comic or what we talk about is going to be coming from, you know, a crazy or a different perspective. You know, there's no real specific genre that we tend to do. So what we were seeing was, you know, there's a big movement whenever you have a new art form to try to define what it is. You know, like every type of music wants to define itself. And webcomics at that point, and also pretty much now,
definitely,
there's specific genres that exist that people want to try to put you in. So we got, you know, people coming up to us and, you know, going basically, well, what are you? What do you do? And we said, well, we do a comic. And, well, what is it about? Well, it's about what it is about.
Or even more so, they would ask, like, are you, like, insert name of webcomic?
Yeah. You know, and when, you know, eventually it comes around to the fact that there are obviously very big webcomics out there that predate us by a very long period of time, who are fairly much the epitomes, so to speak, of their particular genres, or what most people think of. So, of course, as in anything with music, you know, if somebody comes out with a new album, most people go, oh, well, what are they like? You know, do they sound like X? Do they sound like Y? They want to understand it by relation to something they already know. And, you know, having said this so many times, people, you know, had a certain notion about what they thought web comics were about. And so what we decided to do, we talked about this a little bit, was do a series where our comic, which typically doesn't end up being like anybody else's, would replicate certain genre styles to, you know, basically joke on the whole thing. You know, and the first one in the series is basically a joke in many ways about, you know, the whole anime-ish looking style where, you know, basically the bulk of webcomics that you probably go to or hear about in general are mostly done, apparently, by, you know, Americans or English speakers. But a large percentage of them want to replicate the Japanese manga look or the anime look. So, you know, and there's a lot of them out there.
I find it very often they end up looking like their own style. Like, you can tell a Japanese manga from, I mean, not always, but very often you can tell the American or English speaking style of manga from the Japanese. Like, I think you even once said, wow, you know, it's like there's a style here where you can tell it's like the manga inspired webcomic style, but it's clearly not exactly manga.
Yeah, I mean, well, that would normally be, you know, obviously a benefit to break out into your own style. But it's funny that that particular stuff has turned into its own genre where everybody seems to try to replicate that same kind of look. It's hard to describe the look, but, you know, there's a few typical things that go on. You know, the women are, you know, all like the big eyes and the whole sort of thing. And, you know, what we joke on in this particular comic, you know, her pose, Onizumi's pose, is obviously atypical of anything that Onizumi would ever do. Her
and
hair
she's
is
wearing
normal
a thong.
Looking. Yeah, and her hair isn't down, and it's like supposed to be like, you know, not very extreme looking. And of course, Harknell comes off like he's, you know, Mr. Cool Guy, which of course
I want to be Tom Cruise when I grow up.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously,
well, not
that's
the Tom Cruise that's out now. The Tom Cruise in the '80s.
Yeah, so obviously there's, you know, a lot of stuff like that. There's a tradition in a lot of comics of, you know, replicating or trying to act like, you know, the people in the comic are a certain way in real life, which, you find out to some degree isn't really true. I mean, obviously, Onizumi and Harknell are not exactly like the real Onizumi and Harknell people, but in some cases, it's even more extreme where they try to, you know, you try to draw a comic. Obviously, you don't want to draw yourself or write yourself as being a big goof, but sometimes it goes a little overboard where suddenly you're like the coolest thing in the universe where, you know, whatever. So basically, we threw a lot of those kind of things into this particular one.
Yeah, I had something I was going to say, but I forgot. It's been a long day. I was going to say, just it seems that a lot of times people try to categorize my work, and specifically, you know, my work is weird. Like, I've looked before I even, you know, I've not seen another comic that really is kind of exactly like ours. Like, I've seen things that have, like, odd things in it, but I've never seen, like, just completely...
One thing that people should also realize is, and, you know, Onizumi talks about this every once in a while when people ask us a question at a con or at a panel or something about, you know, who influenced you. You know, we're not the oldest comic out there, obviously, but we're also not the youngest. And when we started, you know, I think I distinctly remember Onizumi really wasn't looking around at other people.
Yeah, actually, I never read webcomics, and to be completely honest, I don't really read webcomics now, except I do check up on my friends and people that I've met at cons.
Yeah.
And, you know, I read, like, you know, not even that much. I let you do it because I don't have the time. I let you read, like, Comixpedia and a lot of the news sources.
Yeah, well, I keep up more on that stuff. But, yeah, I mean, the thing is, in that particular case, our own look ended up being basically just Onizumi's normal art style. And, you know, if you go through the whole thing, you can see that it grows and it ends up with its own look. But, so, essentially, this comic was just a... the beginning of a series where we examined what it would look like in an alternate universe where, you know, what happens if we had looked at other people's and wanted to be part of a particular genre.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't want really to be influenced by other, like, I don't want to be like, oh, you know, she obviously got that idea from here. You know, I don't want that to happen. Although there was a weird circumstance that happened with, I introduced Stickfoot's cat. The big round cat with the little feet. And was it you that pointed out after I had released that comic?
Yeah, a few weeks later, another big comic actually came out with a cat character that actually ended up looking fairly close in a lot of ways. And a few things like that have happened. You know, we don't...
Yeah, they obviously didn't copy us. We obviously didn't copy them. It was just a weird, like,
it was weird.
I was like, whoa.
But anyway,
I know they probably don't read me, and I don't really read them. So. No.
But it was just kind of amusing in that particular circumstance. But anyway, so this was the beginning of that whole series of checking out, you know, what we'd look like otherwise. And, you know, it spun off from here into a lot of different genres, which we'll probably talk about some of those other ones in some upcoming ones.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you wanted to add?
No, that's about it.
No. Okay, so that's our reflections on fitting in, and we hope you like that.
Yeah, awesome. Bye.
Yeah, cool. Bye.